For analysis of what happens in the presidential race now, we turn to Slate political writer Chris Sullentrop. He joins us from Atlanta, where he watched the last stand of the Edwards campaign. Chris, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hi, Alex.
You have a piece in Slate today saying that maybe John Edwards never was a serious candidate for president. How do you get to that conclusion, and what does that mean?
Well, if you look at the results from ballot boxes, you know, from what voters did in primaries and caucuses leading up to Wisconsin, the last state before Howard Dean dropped out of the race, there were 17 contests leading up to that point, 17 states. Edwards finished in fourth place, way out of the running in eight of them, almost half of them. He finished in second in six of them, but Dean finished second in five of them, and he finished third a lot more. I'm not saying Howard Dean was really the number two guy and Edwards wasn't. I think this was a race between the front runner, John Kerry, and a whole lot of people in third place.
Let me ask you about number two. You're talking about first place and third place. You know, second place goes to the vice president on the ticket. Who should John Kerry be thinking about and why?
It's a difficult question. I mean, the Democratic bench, in my opinion, isn't very deep. I mean, you look around and you look at states they have to win or, you know, really want to win in the fall. They don't really have anyone in Ohio that, you know, is a statewide contender. Missouri, people are mentioning Dick Gephardt, but he's a congressman. He's never won a statewide election in Missouri. In Florida, you have Bob Graham, but he didn't excite anyone when he ran for president. Then you have Bill Nelson, who no one knows anything about. He's the other senator from Florida. So I don't know. I mean, I think they'll be looking at Edwards possibly. And
he certainly sounded last night during his speech as though he was being as friendly as he possibly could to Senator Kerry.
Yeah, no, he absolutely was. He sure. I haven't believed the John Edwards is running for vice president story until last night when he came out and he was speaking of them like a team. John Kerry and John Edwards this, John Kerry and John Edwards that. I don't know that he's the presumptive vice presidential choice. I mean, often there's a surprise here. It rarely comes from someone who is in the field. We like to talk about the people in the field as vice presidential choices, but it rarely actually is someone who was actually running for president.
Have you seen the New York Times editorial page today? They're suggesting a candidate for Mr. Kerry, a Southerner from poor roots who's a smooth talker, Bill Clinton.
That's up there. I've been suggesting Al Gore. He presided over, as vice president, presided over peace and prosperity. Why not eight more years of Vice President Al Gore?
Well, the Bush campaign's already beat him once. They might like that nominee. How do you think the Bush campaign is looking at John Kerry, and what are their plans? They're starting to air some TV ads, aren't they?
Yeah, they're planning just to bury him in negative television ads and to define him, as we say, before he can define himself. You know, even though he's been through all these contests, you know, most Americans probably don't have a real clear idea of who John Kerry is, what he stands for. And President Bush and the Republicans want to get out there and tell people that he's out of the mainstream of American values. He's a flip-flopper. He's a liberal. He's going to raise your taxes. He's soft on crime. He's soft on defense. Sort of the stuff they like to throw at the wall against Democrats to paint them as liberals and hope that it sticks.
I did hear Senator Kerry last night in his acceptance speech talking about what he said was the Republican attack machine. He sounded tough. He sounded as though he's going to punch back.
I mean, that's what he's been saying this whole time. I'm not Michael Dukakis has been one of the real messages of the Kerry campaign. The other day he was saying this won't be a mealy-mouth campaign where you can't tell the difference between the two candidates. And this is a guy who hasn't backed down in his Senate races, you know, historically. It's a guy who's willing to be tough and who's willing to do what it takes. I mean, he, you know, against William Weld, he wasn't afraid to go toe-to-toe with him when everyone thought his career was on the line in 1996, a Senate race in Massachusetts. So I expect an ugly campaign for the next 8 months.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the On the Trail column for Slate. Chris, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.